inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sintung Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tatabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tatabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sintung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tatabuhan Gong for the Sintung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
President Prabowo Subianto will continue his Middle East tour by visiting Cairo, Egypt on Friday afternoon after attending the Antalya Diplomacy Forum in Turkey. In Cairo, he is scheduled to meet Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to discuss the Gaza conflict and the Indonesia's plan to temporarily host Palestinian victims. Prabowo will then proceed to Doha, Qatar on Saturday as part of his diplomatic mission. Perumda Pasar Jaya is deploying fire trucks at Pasar Rumput and Pasar Induk Kramat Jati to enhance fire mitigation efforts. This initiative includes collaboration with the Dinas Penanggulangan Kebakaran dan Penyelamatan DKI Jakarta for regular fire handling simulation involving traders and stakeholders. The decision follows recent market fires such as the March 2025 incident at Pasar Poncol, which destroyed 50 kiosks. And that was the news. Listeners, still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And this morning, of course, I'll be accompanying you for the next 5 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. So you can always stay tuned with us through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRI Digital for those of you love watching on demand. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Open your eyes, oh. open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as geseng bangsong. Geseng bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridabella. Thank you for listening. Tersenyumlah sejenak.
kau sadari betapa aku mengagumi kelembutan hatimu dan pribadi yang sederhana. Tersenyumlah sejenak agar ku datang jelas. Tetapkanlah suasana di antara kita agar malam ini dapat kau nikmati.
Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbuda's new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that eco. ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
That's what you can do if you found a new species. But if you want to know more on how to do, you can always tune into our YouTube account in VOI Official on YouTube. VOI Official YouTube, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Merah putih ini saat melihat dirinya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan pada dirinya, oh Tuhan, tolong aku sampaikan pesan ini padanya agar dia tahu bahwa kini aku jatuh. Oh Tuhan, bantu aku temukan cara untuk mendapatkan dia, karena kini ku telah jatuh cinta. Malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan pada dirinya, oh Tuhan, tolong aku sampaikan pesan ini padanya agar dia tahu bahwa kini aku jatuh cinta. 가장 부진파
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Askampo Parep is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askampol Parep, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Askampol Parep is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Askampol Parep, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parep is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol parep is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of Askampol Parep, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Listener, want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRA station across Indonesia? RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Cinta ada di hatimu, bagian pernah kau ragu untuk membuka hatimu, kau akan tahu cinta bersamamu. Cinta adalah udara
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galela, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galela because it has been known since ancient times that Galela Village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Senang sekali. Kalau nanti kamu bersedia memberi malam ini, ku minta sama bernyanyi lebih baik bernyanyi sambil menari. Walaupun sehari lagi saja, ku tak mau menunda. Walaupun kau akan pergi malam ini, malam yang manis sekali, bisa malam tiada orang mengerti. Malam yang sangat berarti, masa silam kan jauh dari ingatan.
Malam ini
sesekali,
malam ini
kalau kamu bersedia memberi,
malam ini
ku minta sama bernyanyi. Kita menari
malam ini,
oh, indah,
malam ini
sangat berarti,
lebih baik
haruslah. Malam yang sangat berarti,
malam ini.
angkat tanganmu.
Oh oh yeah yeah,
goyangkan badanmu.
Come on, come on.
Indonesia.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dika Sawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbea as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda. Yang
there are
pertama
parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
turunan.
Wajah Buuria, Wajrulu and Wajatenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bulu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for Musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan sama, sama semua posisinya seperti itu hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardo's day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food info directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides that, stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musalaki.
Kedakanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Musalaki.
Kedakanga is a place where Musalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Now what I'm trying
Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Phuket Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phuket Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phuket Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Rolon Roloff. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Dear listener, don't forget to tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And also, if you want to send your critic suggestion, maybe some information, you can send it through us through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Cepat kasihku sayang, cepat, cepat kasihku sayang.